financial problems, elder law, criminal law, tax problems, business matters, divorce, personal injury, bankruptcy. Your life, your reality. Life is complicated. There is the law and there is reality. Welcome to Law and Reality, sponsored by Thav Gross. Now here's your host, Ken Gross.
Welcome to this segment of Law and Reality. Today's topic is taxes, and it's addressing the business tax problem. Brian Small, good morning.
Good morning.
Jeffrey Linden, good morning.
Morning, Ken.
You all right? Pat Semesco, good to see you.
Good morning.
We were walking in, and you said to me you had some crazy something or another. I said, you got to tell me what it is, even though it's probably not talking about
apparently,
taxes.
Apparently, Pat's got a magic act to teach us about.
Our politics now is so polarizing right now.
Totally.
It is just the most viciousness out there ever. I've never seen anything as bad as that. And everybody that comes in is either Democrat or Republican. Staunch Democrat, staunch Republican. But I guarantee the most staunchest Republican who hates government subsidies and wants smaller government and less entitlements, every one of those people, when they sit in front of me, when their mom or dad's in the nursing home, immediately turn into the biggest socialist Democrat ever.
Because they want Medicaid funding?
Everybody wants Medicaid. Mom's in the nursing home, we're going to spend every dime of the money, but we can save every dime of the money, but we have to apply for Medicaid. They will run over a kitten in my parking lot to get that. Guaranteed. And that's the thing that everyone doesn't realize. We don't want it, we don't want it, we don't want it until it affects us, and where do I sign up?
We may have to edit that statement a little bit. So true. People focus
we're going to be beeped here.
But not on individual.
It's that important, though. It's so funny. I can't stand it, I can't stand it, I can't stand it, I can't stand government, I can't stand this, I can't stand that, I can't stand that. Well, you're going to lose every dime of your mom's money if she's in the nursing home. How do we save it? Where do I sign up?
Yep.
Instant socially.
You know, the funny thing is that any other source of income, and that is, it would be a source of income, it's paying the expenses of mom, right? Medicaid is. Any other source of income from the government or anywhere else would be a taxable event. And this isn't.
It's not.
On top of it.
There you
and
go.
It's like $12,000-$13,000 a month.
Yeah.
So let's talk taxes for a second. When's the tax deadline? It's imminent. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, you're right.
You're right.
Unless you're watching this in a rerun, in which case it happened already.
And if you aren't ready to file
an extension.
Why is it important to file an extension?
You avoid your penalty.
You have to pay the tax to do the extension?
You know, they say you're supposed to pay the tax, but 40 years of practicing law, I have never seen an assessment made by the government saying that you filed an extension improperly because you did not adequately pay your taxes.
You do get penalized.
You get penalized
when you file the tax return, but it's not the same as the non-filing penalty.
It's not
penalty.
A non-filing penalty, which is another 5% per month up to 25% for 5 months.
Not so like the federal estate tax when you have to do that within nine.
But nowadays, you can automatically file an extension by going online and making a payment prior to April to the due date. So you could go on and make a $10 payment, and that's an extension. And it automatically extends the filing date. The key is you don't want to waste the money of being, even if you don't have the money to pay the tax, you don't have the paperwork to get the tax return done, you still want to extend to avoid the late filing penalty. It's just a waste of money. All right, so let's talk about businesses.
And you avoid the non-payment penalty, too. If you can't pay until the time the extension is up, you're going to get penalized a little bit, but it's not the same. the bottom line is don't ignore it, file the extension, and then try to get your ducks in a row.
All right, so I've been hearing something, Jeff. Tell me if this is right. I've been hearing that enforcement has ramped up with the government.
Yes.
And this is not, I'm not hearing this from the TV commercials, because the TV commercials have been saying that ever since my 40-year-old was born. I'm hearing this in the business.
Yeah, they are. They're pushing harder. They're doing more field work. Agents are knocking on doors.
Did they hire those 80,000 people?
Well, that's
a long-term hiring. Mm.
That they hired people, yes. And the backlog has started. People are starting just the last few weeks. Like, mailings went out in droves, like sea of paper. Everybody started getting these notices because there had been a quiet hold on issuing notices. Yeah, and they lifted it. So now,
in fact, I just saw a notice come in, basically, that said in the notice, we kind of let you slide during COVID, words to this effect, but you owe $110,000. It's time. It was actually, I thought, in the context of the IRS, a pleasant letter. It was basically saying, you know, we've let you slide. We haven't been bugging you. We show that you owe $109,000. You need to start taking steps to address this within the next 30 days. Now, that's the nice letter. If you ignore that letter, the next letter is not going to be, the progression's going to go downhill in terms of niceties.
We're getting those same letters in the Medicaid world that they didn't have the annual reviews, and now all of a sudden COVID's out. It's like, okay, we got to do your reviews, and it's, now we got to fix a whole lot of problems that slipped by. And
I actually just got into the firm last month a letter claiming that we had not sent the 1099s we sent out in 2021 were not correct, and therefore we had to withhold on the people we were issuing 1099s to in the future. And it took me a massive amount of time to compile documents to respond to the letter. And very aggravating.
Didn't they tell you to go to Home Depot and get gift cards and mail in the gift cards for payment of your taxes? Because we get those letters all the time.
Oh, the scammers. Yeah.
Oh, the scammers. The scammers are constant. And you've got first of all, they don't call you, the IRS. If you get a guy on the phone saying he's with the IRS, he's lying to you. I like those calls. I get on those calls, and I talk to that guy. We'll take a break.
I got one story to say when we come back.
Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Fav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Fav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Fav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Fav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
Worth Av Gross, our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Fav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Fav Gross today, 888-235-HELP.
I was married for 57 years before my husband died.
Samasco Law had established a trust for them before this happened.
there's so much to do in the beginning, but after about a month, you're kind of alone.
We deal with estate planning and trusts every day.
If you continue to have good support and know that your finances and your estate is in order, that's one thing that's so comforting. I would just highly recommend Simpesco Law.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
Worth Av Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're back. Pat?
So talking scam, and my daughter Kelsey, who's on the show, she just buys a house and she moves out, and my wife's there trying to help her, and it's like, mom, you know, no one wants mom's help, but mom's on her checking account, and she happens to be looking at the thing, and Michelle, my wife, sees 25 grand leave Kelsey's bank account, like, drops it down to almost nothing, and that second she called her up and said, you've been scammed, and Kelsey could stop the scam and reverse
Someone
it.
Someone did an ACH withdrawal from her account?
It's one
That's
of,
a bad one.
They found it. It was legit. She put it to a different bank account, but we didn't realize that. But thank God mom was there.
So she had an alert on the phone?
She just happened to look and just saw it and went out of there. And Michelle called and had it looking. But sometimes moms actually do become part of the solution and want her to help out.
Yeah, because then dad would have had to make good on the 25.
Oh, I'm thinking, what do I do now? It's another signing bonus at Simpesco Law.
The number of scams is so alarming.
Epidemic.
And I feel so, older people are so vulnerable to them. And it's like, I get the calls all the time. You know, it's like, I take the call and I say to the guy, does your mother know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Aren't you embarrassed? Yeah. And then then those are the nicest things that I say before I then proceed to say things that I could never say in public at all. Even in front of my wife, I couldn't say these things. And inevitably, I say those things until the caller just slams the phone down. Instead of me hanging up on them, they hang up on me.
That's important, though. We talk about, and so many older people don't want to get their kids involved because they don't want them to know their stuff. But the kids have to start looking at those bank statements for their parents when they get older, because the parents are too embarrassed, or they won't tell you, or they won't realize it's a scam. So you really need to have.
You really need to set up alerts on your phone.
You do.
Yeah.
So that you get you get a notice that says there's a withdrawal from the account of over $100 or over $200. So you see what's coming out. Really, I happen to really like on my. I use one charge card for almost all charges. So it's a Citi card. And whenever the card is used not in person, which is often, I get an alert on my phone. So it's like, so then I know that
you
I look
check.
At it and say, I recognize the vendor. If I don't recognize the vendor, I know that there's a scam. But credit card, you don't have, credit card's not a panic situation, because if it's a false charge, you're not responsible
for it.
What's
a false debit?
A false debit, where they pull the money from your bank account. That's more difficult to get reversed by the bank. You on a consumer, you do not have responsibility if someone does an ACH withdrawal from your account without authority. And on a business account, it's a much more sensitive issue, because if you ever read that 8-point font, 30-page document that your business bank gives you on a business account, they basically say in that document, everything that goes wrong that you could possibly imagine in the history of the world, we're not responsible for, you are.
Speaking of
And the law is not all that favorable on business accounts, whereas there's a lot of law that protects the consumer.
Yeah. I got nailed. A fake email got sent to my office manager and said, hey, office manager, I want to switch my direct deposit of my payroll check into a different bank account.
And they did it?
And she did it. Click, click, click. She
gone.
Did it. Gone. And then we tried to turn it into our business insurance, and they said it's not covered. We tried to turn it into our personal insurance. They said it's not covered. So HR people, watch for that stuff. And it's the email. It's Pat at blah, 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 with the weird, stupid, you know, you whatever country it's coming from. Yeah. Obvious, I get them all the time. Missed it.
I get emails from me to me.
Yeah,
you just got you got a fake email from me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you emailed me yesterday asking if I was in.
Yeah, you both got that email.
Yeah.
It said my name, but I
look
wasn't
at.
My
I
email
always
address.
Look at the when I get something the that just feels like unusual.
And I said to you, why would you react to that? Because I wouldn't say, "Are you in?" I would say, "Where are you?"
Right. That's what I got when I was waiting for the show. It was, "Where the hell are you?"
Right.
It's a family show.
WTF, where are you?
Right.
All right, so back to, what's the most common business tax problem?
Payroll.
Payroll taxes. Absolutely.
People go to jail for that one.
And you know what? Here's a, get it right out of the way. You know what isn't dischargeable in bankruptcy?
Payroll taxes.
You can control it if you've been personally assessed for the liability. You could repay it through a Chapter 13,
but you can't discharge it. So let's frame it. Payroll taxes, you're running your business. You have employees. You make payroll twice a month. You then pay them their net check, and then you have federal withholding tax and Medicare and FICA, and you also you have the amount withheld from the employee, and you have the amount that you need to pay the matching. That comes due typically 3 days later, and you make a depository online. What happens to businesses is they run short on cash. They make their net payroll, and all of a sudden when it comes to paying the payroll tax depository, they say, uh-oh, we don't have the money in the bank, and they let it slide.
You just stole your employee's money.
As far as what was withheld from them.
Yeah.
And then the next payroll comes, and you say, I'm going to make it up, but you fall behind again. And then all of a sudden, you've missed several of those deposits. The problem is, that's a big dollar amount. It grows rapidly, very fast.
Yep.
And the penalties for not paying are enormous.
Are the employees penalized?
Employees are not penalized. So they get credit for their withholding
through their
W-2.
Okay.
But the government then comes after you for, not only is the company liable, but the person responsible for making the payroll and not paying the payroll taxes can be assessed the trust fund liability.
Yeah, the withholding part. And that person isn't necessarily just the owner.
Could be the general manager.
It could be the office manager who writes the checks.
The person who writes the checks.
Whoever has signing authority on the account.
It's a really big problem. We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about how to address it.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
Worth Av Gross, our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Fav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Fav Gross today, 888-235-HELP.
We were just spinning. We just didn't know what was going to happen next.
At Samasco Law, we deal with these issues every day, especially elder law. Pat went to work for Fran.
Patrick was there holding my hand, kept saying, "We'll get through this, we'll get through this."
He got her husband Medicaid and in a nursing home. Samasco Law got the success they deserved.
Samasco Law is definitely family to me. I really appreciate knowing all of you.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
Worth Av Gross, our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
Time for announcements. Oh, and I announce we've opened, Thav Gross has opened a new office downriver in the Horizon Building on Eureka Road. So now we're in Flint, downriver, and also our home office in Bingham Farms. Remember, you can always come in for a free consultation. You can do it by Zoom conference, in the office, any way that works best for you. Just call 888-235-HELP or go to the website, thevgross.com, to sign up. Debt issues, tax issues, estate planning issues, business law issues, elder law issues with Pat or Kelsey, disability issues with Jeff Kirshner. Again, sign up at lawandreality.com or thevgross.com or just call 888-235-HELP. Also, if you go to the website, you'll see there's free reports. Resolving Tax Problems, The Real Solutions by Jeff Linden and myself. Bankruptcy, Is It Right for Me by Brian Small. How to Save Your Home from Foreclosure. Business Formations, Loans and Grants for Small Businesses in Detroit and Michigan. And The Retiree's Guide to Social Security by Pat Samasco. I want to thank our sponsors, Stav Gross, Samasco Law, Kirshner Law. Now back to the show.
Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Thav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Thav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Thav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
All right, so payroll taxes. You haven't paid them, and you've got this massive liability. There's two aspects I want to cover in this segment. One is, how do you solve a problem like that from a tax standpoint? How does Jeff solve it? But how do you solve it from a business standpoint? And this is because I deal with clients in this situation. If you're running your business and you are not generating enough cash flow to make your tax depositories, you have to do something to change the way you're operating. Continuing on that path says you should not be in business. You are losing money in the form of whatever the amount of the payroll taxes you're not paying. You're going to be personally liable on it. You got to change it. Now, what I do with clients is if it's a big client with a big payroll, I have them bring me in a list of all their employees.
I thought you were supposed to solve this problem.
No, this is a business problem.
I have them bring me the list of all the employees, and I hand them the list, and I say to them, come back tomorrow, and I want you to draw a line through each one of the names on the list that the company will still be in business the following day if they're not on the list. And the person looks at me like, oh,
why
my
is
God.
Brian Small on this list?
Well, he's on the list, but you forgot the important part. Cross the name off.
Never.
The whole thing is, unless you're willing to do that and make the decisions you need to trim the costs, or you have some miraculous idea to drive more revenue, you have to make changes. You cannot persist the status quo. You're far better. Find a new avenue to run a new business. Do something. You can't allow the status quo to continue. Now, assuming we do that, and we can now start paying our current payroll taxes, what do you do?
Well, we got to make sure that all your payroll taxes or returns are filed. That's the key to the door. And then we start negotiating some form of payment plan.
Are they easy going on the payment plans? Are they pretty
It's income asset-based, yeah. I mean, as long as they're not hard to set up, but they're also, they can be steep. Sometimes if it's a going business, people always ask about offers and compromise for business where you pay less. They're possible, but if you're an active going business and you have a perpetual income stream, they're difficult at best.
They're hard to do. The key is you have to make the changes in the business so that you can afford to stay current, because if you can't stay current, you're out.
Right.
And then you have to have some element of profit in excess to start paying on the old. But you don't have to, if it's $100,000 payroll tax liability, you don't have to pay it off $10,000 a month.
You know, we see that
all. You can get a decent plan, but you've got to get rid of
the losses.
Here's the problem with that. It's not always, if they come in and they got a tax problem, there's other debts of the company too.
Yeah.
Which you're gonna have to do. You got two roads you can go down with that. You can do a non-bankruptcy workout, because you've done a workout with the IRS and now you still have to address the other debts of the company and you got to find a path, or you can look at a Chapter 11 for a company. Both will allow for restructuring. The preferred method, to be honest, is staying out of bankruptcy.
Because 11s are so expensive.
They are extraordinary.
So one of the interesting twists is, in normal circumstances, you haven't paid the payroll taxes, the IRS is on you, they've now filed a lien against the company. You can actually use the lien filed against the company as a vehicle to cut out the other unsecured creditors. You can surrender. You can find a buyer of the assets, a related company, that will pay fair market value based upon an appraisal, and you present that to the IRS and say, XYZ wants to buy the assets, the value of them is $20,000, here's the check, will you release the lien? Government says, investigates, they decide it's legitimate on the appraisal, they'll take the 20. Now XYZ owns the assets free and clear, the unsecured creditors are out, and now you continue running the business. You still have to deal with the payroll taxes on the trust fund liability.
Right.
Well, the unsecured credit, then you have to file bankruptcy on the unsecured
credit.
No, you don't.
You just let the company.
Oh, it's a company. It's a company.
Unless you personally guarantee those debt, you don't have any liability.
Right, yeah.
And by the fact that you've surrendered the assets and sold them pursuant to the government's lien, you haven't done anything wrong. You've done it the right way. So payroll taxes is a big problem. It's a solvable problem, but it's one that takes a lot of action and work. The biggest aspect of solving that problem is you have to modify the method by which you're doing business so that you stop operating at a loss. If you continue to lose money and you fund the loss by not paying your payroll taxes, you will never get out from under
the
problem.
That was my point. You see these all the time when, husband and wife, husband retires, they move up north and they buy the little restaurant or they buy the little shop, and then there's a retirement, and all of a sudden it goes in a hole and they go deeper and deeper in taxes, and they start pulling all their money out of their 401k plan.
Situation.
And next thing you know, everybody's broke.
That is the worst case scenario, and it happens way too often. That's a wrap. Have a great week. We will be back next week with Law and Reality.